This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well. So feel free to Skype on in here, and again, bring up anything that you want. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, last night, we never got to the audio of the hot dog guy being assaulted, well, I guess verbally assaulted by the police. They steal from him. They take money straight out of his wallet. And this was happening at the UC Berkeley campus, where a peaceful hot dog vendor had set up to serve hungry people. And for his efforts, he was punished by an armed robbery. We'll share that with you. Also, coming up here tonight, Mark, you had a story about Dennis Rodman. We teased this the other night. We never got to it. Dennis Rodman.
You're that kind of guy.
Preparing to broker peace between the United States federal government and North Korea. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Plus, if we get the chance, we'll talk about some cannabis legalization news out of Canada. You can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, it was last night we'd just begun talking about a video taken by UC Berkeley alumnus Martin Flores on Saturday afternoon showing a UC Berkeley bicycle officer citing a bacon hot dog vendor on campus removing cash from his wallet for ostensibly operating without a permit. Let me play.
That is really great, because when I read the story the first time, somehow I got the impression that the hot dog vendor was a Berkeley alum. And
no.
It confused me because his grasp of English didn't seem great and a variety of things. Please, go ahead.
Well, the guy behind the camera is very good with English. The vendor seems to be speaking Spanish.
Somehow I got the wrong impression.
In the story. So let me play. I'm going to skip about 33 seconds into the clip. It's about a 2-minute long clip, so here it is.
That's not right, man.
Oh.
That's
how it works.
That's not right.
No.
Literally has the man's wallet. The cop literally has this man's wallet in his hand. This is where the clip kind of picks up. It starts about 30 seconds before this, but it's the guy with the camera talking to a different cop, and then it cuts, back, or cuts over to the tall bicycle cop towering over this relatively short man and literally pulling cash out of his wallet.
Back up. Oh, that's not right.
What's that?
We don't mind if you guys want to observe. We just want you within a good distance.
And there's more than one cop here. So there's the male cop who is conducting the actual robbery.
Right.
And then he's backed up by at least one female officer.
One would have to presume this is completely legal and accepted procedure.
Oh, yeah, they're saying it.
If a law enforcement officer is observing and condoning a law enforcement officer taking a man's wallet, taking money out of a man's wallet directly.
And Vanover being filmed too, I imagine.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because the man with the camera is the one doing the talking here.
Now, that's not right. This is Berkeley PD or UC Berkeley PD?
And the judge can decide whether or not it's
are you going to take his hard-earned money?
Yep.
People could drink on campus on football games and no tickets, but a hard-working man selling hot dogs, earning a living, gets his money taken away and a ticket.
He doesn't have a permit.
He left their vote at the Trump. Wow.
There's people's health on the line here, son.
I'm going to take his money out of his wallet.
Well, I don't appreciate him trying to throw college guys and frat guys under the bus by saying, oh, why don't you go after those drinkers?
No, I agree with that. I mean, that is part of the problem in America today is that everybody wants to have freedom, well, not everybody, but a lot of people want to have freedom for themselves, but when that other person is acting free, then we got to put a stop to that.
Well, it is this extraordinarily human thing to do to say, hey, this thing's going on over here, and you think that's acceptable. And that's not, it's not necessarily passing judgment on the thing that's going on. It's just like saying, hey, look, this is happening. Why are you worrying about this?
I get that, but I also see where Vincent is coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you could be going over there and arresting these underage drinkers, but instead you're picking on a man with no license. I mean, they're both victimless crimes. They both need to be left alone. And he comes back later in the video and makes that point again. So,
but to Mark's credit, you know, something else he could have pointed to was all these riots that were happening recently in Berkeley. A lot of the times the cops stood down on purpose, so he could have pointed to that instead. Because that, you know, would have been something. They weren't protecting people in that case.
No doubt.
Clearly.
Yep, this is Law and Order in action.
Law and Order. No, it's not. I got to see people drinking in public on campus who are not hardworking.
Did you call us?
Go down the street
did
right
you call
now.
Us? Did you call
I am
us?
Telling you right now.
Did you call us?
Go down
you didn't
200
call us.
Feet,
okay,
walk 200 feet to your left, and you'll see drinking in public, but a hardworking man gets his money taken away and a ticket. That's not right.
So let me get a hug.
That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
What's that?
Law and Order for the few.
Keeping the money.
That ain't right, man.
I'm keeping the money.
That ain't right.
Way to go. Good job.
That ain't right, man.
Good job. You really did a great
You're welcome.
Job there.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Yeah.
So somebody's congratulating the police officer there?
It could be sarcastic.
Yeah, that sounds sarcastic to me.
It's not clear. We don't see the person who's actually saying that. It's not the man with the camera. It's a different voice.
It's hard to know in today's America.
Yeah.
Public, that ain't right.
Welcome.
Hey,
I'm working for you.
Not for me, brother.
Can you put the money back for me?
Yeah.
For me, and I'm disappointed. As an alum, I'm disappointed
on
this campus.
On you and you.
Why are you disappointed on me?
Because
I stand up for somebody who's working hard?
Critical thinking right here.
Oh, this ain't critical thinking. I will, man, but you know what? This is wrong. Beyond wrong. I'll post it for you guys to check it out. Hardworking person getting a ticket and money taken away.
Sick. Sick stuff.
Yeah, the going in the guy's wallet, this officer, there's no way that he can presume to know how much money this guy made selling hot dogs.
Well, no, it may be a flat fee for the permit.
So he's just stealing money for the permit?
As I understand it.
But he gave him a ticket.
He did give him a ticket as well. The vendor here, let's see, a statement released Monday by UC Berkeley Chancellor says that when vendors are typically given warnings before the citation and explained what prompted the officer to intervene, and he claims that it has to do with, quote, the action has been motivated at least in part by issues of public health, the interests of local small businesses. That's a way of saying there's licensed businesses in the area who've paid us money and
right.
we're protecting them.
We charge an extortion fee, and when somebody doesn't pay the extortion fee, then all the people that had to pay the extortion fee don't like it. And that's not a surprise, but that doesn't legitimize the extortion fee.
But that's what's going on here, and of course the claim of health concerns is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the idea that having a government piece of paper is somehow going to all of a sudden make it so this person is more with it when it comes to protecting people's health is ridiculous. It's just money extraction.
And, you know, aren't you supposed to be innocent until proven guilty? Shouldn't the cop have waited to, you know, bring the guy to trial or whatever before taking money?
It's unusual. I've certainly never heard of this happening before where an enforcement officer is actually collecting the funds. I mean, normally in the United States, they try to separate the officer and the collection of the funds because it makes it look a little more untoward. It makes it look, well, maybe he felt like a little more like he was back home in Mexico because, you know, that's supposedly what they do down there, right? You grease some palms and the cops leave you alone. But in this case, it's not that. In this case, not only is the cop taking your money, but he's also issuing you a ticket. So giving the cop money did not make him go away in this case. It's just part of the whole extraction, you know, we're going to take money from you process. And again, just doing it out in the open like that makes it look less legitimate to people who are watching, which might be why this story has resulted in an incredible level of an outpouring of support for the hot dog vendor. We'll tell you how much has been raised so far on an internet fundraiser that was put together for him. But again, the bureaucrat at the school claims that it also has to do with human trafficking, which is why they decided to take money from this man. He says, quote, in a case such as this, it's typical to collect any suspected illegal funds and enter them into evidence.
That's what I thought. So it's illegal funds. It's not for the
permit.
So it was illegal funds in that he raised them by selling hot dogs without a permit?
Right.
Is the idea?
So, you know, the officer goes in, suspects how much money in his wallet was made by, you know, hot dogs.
All of it.
All of it. Meaning that he has no money to get home in whatever way that he got there. And good luck. Bye-bye.
There's more coming up here. Again, fundraiser was put online. This does have a somewhat happy ending, thanks to the internet. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you're somebody who thinks that vendors do need permits, that we need the government out there keeping us safe from these dastardly hot dog salesmen, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, allows you to join us.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial on in toll-free and join us right here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Vincent, and Mark in the studio. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency. And the current most popular cryptocurrency as well still has its number one position. And it's got a good solid lead on the number two competitor, although the price has been tumbling in the last week. It's gone down from...
For all cryptos.
Except Litecoin.
There's probably some exceptions, but a lot of cryptos have gone down, yeah. The price of Bitcoin now down to around $3,900, when as of about a week or so ago, it was as much as $4,900. So might be a good time to get into it if you are...
Bitcoin's on sale.
If you're thinking
20%
about
off sale.
Getting Bitcoin. So you want to learn more about the basics of Bitcoin, just go to Bitcoin.com. Now, if you're ready to get in a little deeper, you can start mining Bitcoin over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget the cost, the constant equipment upgrades and maintenance, and you can actually make Bitcoin every single day. You go to pool.bitcoin.com. Mark and I, we both have Bitcoin mining contracts over there. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. It's super easy to use the website. They've actually got a built-in calculator that can help you predict, to some extent, what you might be able to make based on the investment that you're going to put into it. So you don't have to worry about all the hassles. They take care of it for you, and you just collect down the line. So go to pool.bitcoin.com to learn more about that and get started. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
I saw an interesting article over at news.bitcoin.com. Chinese Bitcoin exchanges may face stricter regulation and licensure. Well, it's better news than what came out of China like a week ago. So I think that that's what I would sort of expect to see going on in the future. Next, I would think that crypto is going to start creeping up now with this kind of news, but, you know, that's just me.
All right. So we were talking about the UC Berkeley vendor, hot dog vendor, who did not have a permit to sell his wares. And UC Berkeley cops came in, swooped in, took his wallet from him, and literally took cash out of the man's wallet. Now, if normally all they're going to do is issue a ticket and demand that, you know, he clean up his area and leave, that shouldn't involve the process of searching a man and getting his wallet and taking money out of it. So I'm guessing the man probably voluntarily turned over. Well, I mean, it wasn't voluntary. There's a man with a gun standing there. But the man probably turned over his wallet to him. We don't see that in the video that was recorded by the witness. So we're not real clear on exactly what transpired there. But, you know, unless they're arresting you, I don't know. If they're just writing you a ticket, do they have the ability to go through your pockets and, like, literally turn out your pockets and shake you down for cash? Is that something that can happen?
I've never heard of something like this happening.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a reasonable search.
No, me neither. I mean, again, if he turned it over on his own, then it's not a search. But it would seem to me that if you're just being ticketed, now technically they'll say that a ticketing is an arrest, but most of the time when a cop tickets you, you're not getting a pat down, you're not getting the innards of your wallet searched through. That usually doesn't include receiving a ticket when you're on the streets. You know what I mean? If you've, like, jaywalked or something like that, usually the cop's just going to ask you for your ID and then or ask you who you are, write that information on the ticket, and then hand it to you, and then you go. That usually doesn't involve putting you in handcuffs and a complete search of your person or your vehicle and your property.
Right.
So this is pretty unprecedented, or at least I feel as though it's unprecedented. Maybe this kind of thing happens all the time in Berkeley. If you're out there and you know more about it, you're welcome to share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. A little more here from what happened. According to the Los Angeles Times, the man who recorded the video, the hero in this particular case, because if it weren't for the video, this wouldn't be news. If it weren't for the video, the poor innocent man who was selling hot dogs trying to feed his family, he would have just had his money stolen from him, a ticket issued, and his business shut down. And maybe somebody would have witnessed it, but it wouldn't have gone on and become an internet sensation. It wouldn't have had as near as many shares. If it was even written about at all, it would not have, you know, made an impact. You had to have the video to see for sure what, you know, happened to inspire people to take action to donate to this man. We'll tell you how much the fundraiser has earned for the innocent man who was trying to sell hot dogs. Flores said that he was buying hot dogs, that's the videographer, from the vendor for his kids after Cal's game against Weber State, where the officer interrupted them to cite the vendor. The officer asked for the vendor's ID, and as the man fumbled through his wallet, the officer took it out of his hand. So he didn't turn it over voluntarily to him.
Wow.
That's when I thought, something's not right, said Flores. So he pulled out his phone and began to record. In the first moments of the video, the officer is seen pulling bills from the man's wallet and folding them into his right hand. And then, you know, he goes through. Kind
of looks for all the world like he's just keeping that money, right?
Yep. Biddy ordered the police department to open a complaint investigation into the officer's procedural and management issues related to the incident. He said that apparently the officer took $60 from the vendor. Three others outside of the game were given warnings but not cited. He said the university is, quote, committed to continuing to engage the campus community in order to realize better ways to serve it.
We certainly are happy to hear about the university's commitment. I hope it's committed to doing the right thing, which I suspect it's not.
No, this is UC Berkeley Vice Chancellor Scott Biddy.
We're committed to a bunch of positive-sounding doublespeak.
In a phone interview Monday, Flores said he understood the vendor needed a permit, so the officer wasn't technically wrong in issuing a citation. It simply appeared the officer's enforcement was selective. Flores said, quote, if he's really about law and order, then there's really so many other things he could have stopped. I totally recognize that people have to have permits, but this wasn't about that. This was about identifying one vendor. If you want law and order, be law and order across the board. Now, we may disagree with, you know, this man's interpretation. It's not uncommon for them to come across, you know, your typical government serfs who totally are, oh, yeah, of course we need permits. Boy, we'd have sick people eating gross hot dogs without government permits. And no, we don't need government permits. What we need is a marketplace being able to operate where people are able to make choices for themselves, and that choice can include using somebody's services who you may or may not know anything about as far as what kind of, like, certifications they might have. Some vendors may choose to get certified in certain ways. Maybe, you know, serve safe certification. I know that's kind of a thing in restaurants. Some people will say it's not not good enough, but others will point out that ServSafe is much better than a lot of government requirements mandate.
And if you don't have the FDA to lean on, then actual independent organizations would get credit. One issue with these, you know, government certified things is there could be a lot of dangerous stuff that gets through government certification, and it lulls people into a false sense of safety.
Right. Government certification is the payment of a fee to get a piece of paper.
Correct. That doesn't mean some expert has shown up
right
when this man sets up his hot dog stand with a thermometer, sticking it into each of the dogs, and, you know,
as though that makes a difference. You know, I mean, it's like how long the dogs have been in that water is really the issue, I think. I mean, the hot dogs are already cooked. You're just boiling them.
We're going to come back with more. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number, you might have been grilling them. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can share your thoughts with us about permitting and anything that you want to share. You're welcome to do so. It is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial on in toll free to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Rumor has it that Christopher Cantwell is going to be on South Park this evening. I don't know if it's true. It's just a rumor. So we'll find out if you happen to see it.
Or a caricature thereof, you mean? Yeah.
Well, right. They're probably not going to get him to voice a character from a jail cell.
That'd be awesome. I wish they would do that.
But anyway, we'll see if that happens. If you happen to spot it and you want to let us know, you're welcome to call in toll free. I don't know what time that show airs. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. In fact, we got a story, if we get a chance to get to it, about cable cutting. Those people who are cutting the cord. They are no longer subscribing to cable television service. Apparently, they're about to reach some record numbers this year as well. So if you want to join us, you can bring up what you want. Also, Mark, I want you to tell me about how to get fruits and vegetables in your diet without actually having to eat them.
Well, it doesn't work exactly like that, but it's, if you want the antioxidant power that comes from consuming 10 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, which is what is recommended in, a preponderance of the research that's being done here right now, then what you need to do is get fruit and veggie total It's from the makers of Whole Food Multicomplete. I just had mine before I left for the show. My intention is to try to make it the entire month of September while consuming the equivalent of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, in my diet. Now, I generally do pretty well, but my wife has been gone. She went down to Florida to help her parents with the hurricane stuff, so I'm not getting the vegetables that I normally get because I'm not going to take the time it takes to make that stuff. So I've been trying to make it up here with the Fruit and Veggie Total, and it's really easy to use. All you do is take a couple of scoops. One scoop is basically the antioxidant equivalent of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. I put in 2 at once because, well, the shaker container they give you will hold that much, and why not do 2 instead of 1? All you have to do is go to simplifymysupplements.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order and join me in this worthy goal of eating better, losing weight, living longer, and hopefully feeling better and being healthier. Please go to simplifymysupplements.com and use coupon code FTL. Really, what do you have to lose in this circumstance except, a poor diet? Simplifymysupplements.com.
We're talking about the situation out in Berkeley with an innocent, peaceful man trying to simply make a few bucks to feed his family by feeding people on the streets on the college campus. I guess nearby some sort of sports game. He had set up some hot dogs, was, selling hot dogs to happy customers, and then a very nasty cop came along who literally grabbed the man's wallet from his hands as the vendor was trying to get his ID, because when a cop's going to write you a citation, they need to be able to identify you, and if they can't, then they're going to take you into the station, they're going to arrest you, they're going to hold you until they can fingerprint you and figure out who you are. But if you have your ID on you, they'll just look at the ID, write the information on the citation, and then issue you the citation most of the time. Usually it doesn't involve the cop snatching a wallet from somebody's hands in order to snag $60 out of the wallet, claiming that it was evidence in the case. The more coming up here from the Los Angeles Times, they interviewed a man who calls himself the Vice Chancellor, Scott Biddy, at the UC Berkeley campus. And Biddy has ordered the police department to open a complaint investigation, saying the university is committed to continuing to engage the campus community in order to realize better ways to serve it. He went on to claim that apparently the campus is committed to building a climate of tolerance, inclusion, and diversity, even as we enforce laws and policies. Now that seems a little contradictory, right? Like, yeah. You can't exactly be tolerant of people if you're enforcing arbitrary edicts on peaceful men and women who want to, sell some hot dogs to somebody. You either tolerate people trying to make a living for themselves, or you crack down on them. It's really, there's like not a middle ground there. One of them is tolerance, and the other one is not. And a uniformed man with a gun taking money from somebody's wallet without their permission is anything but tolerant.
Yeah, this just looks like a letter trying to justify what appeared to be armed robbery. This cop just took this wallet right out of this guy's hand and took the money right out of the wallet. I don't even know if he got a receipt for it, frankly.
Well, at least it was done on video to where we know, it happened.
It's weird.
There's no doubt about that. Thankfully, there was a good person who was standing there who was trying to buy hot dogs at the time. And then the cops literally interrupted the purchase. And so he pulled out his phone. As soon as the cop grabbed the wallet from the dude's hand, he hit the record button and started to record this situation. The video itself, by the way, has been viewed. Now, when this was written, which was like a couple days ago, so it's probably far more than this number, but when this story at the LA Times was written, the video was already viewed 11.4 million times since it was posted on Saturday to Mr. Flores' Facebook page. He said he felt disappointed as he posted the video online, saying, quote, that this happened on a campus where I was a student, where it's supposed to be known as a liberal campus, a socially conscious campus, and that it was actually a campus police officer doing this, I was bothered. It broke my 10-year-old daughter's heart. She wanted to give the vendor a hug. Unquote. A petition to have the officer fired has received more than 11,000 signatures, and the GoFundMe that has been launched by the man who did the video. So not only did he take the time to record and upload the video and do interviews for the media expressing himself on this, but he also took the time to, you know, find out who this man was and, you know, get his contact information and then put a fundraiser online for him, which, according to the GoFundMe itself, has now raised more than $76,000. The original goal was $10,000. It blew past that.
Yeah, people just want to help.
No time flat. So it turned out that this was the best day for the hot dog vendor in that he made more money from this one instance of police abuse than he probably has, I would guess, in the whole last year. I mean, I guess you could probably do pretty well selling hot dogs if you do it pretty consistently, but 76 grand. Seems like that might be a little bit better than what you would do selling hot dogs all year. I don't know. What do you think? 76 grand?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm glad that that worked out. Thank you, Internet, for stepping up and showing support for this man. Now, while there may be people out there in that $76,000, there's 4,888 people who donated over a three-day time frame, and it is still apparently it's still open, so you can still contribute to it. We'll put the link up on our Facebook and Twitter in case you care to do so. But, you know, those people, surely among them, there are those who believe, as the videographer did, that, well, we need to have permits. He says that, I recognize that people have to have permits, but this wasn't about that. This was about identifying one vendor, because they did have three other vendors that they warned, but they did not cite on this very same day. And that upsets the law and order types who, while they can understand excuses for having permits, they don't understand why these laws are being enforced spottily. You know, like, oh, well, over here we're going to enforce it, but we're not going to enforce it over there. That level of inconsistency, it doesn't make the government look good when that happens. Because the law is supposed to be like this immutable thing, right? Like, it's the law. We're told this all the time. It's the law. You've got to obey. Well, discrepancy is, or you know, the police have discretion. They can use it at any time that they want. And so it's...
And this was poorly used discretion.
It sure was.
This action was made without discretion, frankly.
No doubt. So
I'm sure he makes more money by, you know, raiding this guy's place than he does busting drunk college students.
The officer? He's not making extra money.
I mean the fine, like taking the fines, right?
Well, they don't get a piece directly.
Well,
like, fines go into the department, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about
the officer himself probably isn't going to see a bonus at the end of the year, at least I hope not, for writing a bunch of tickets.
Yeah, it's unlikely they're getting complaints about the kids drinking. They're probably getting complaints from vendors who paid the fee on vendors that haven't.
You can share your thoughts with us. Bring up anything you want. Coming up, the latest on Bitcoin news. One bank CEO is on the attack. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown. But these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can watch us on our webcams over at cam.freetalklive.com. It is streaming live onto our YouTube channel. Of course, you can always listen to the audio streams as well. But the webcam is kind of a cool thing for people that are into that, and it's free. So those other talk show hosts out there, they want to charge you for accessing things like webcams and archives. We do it all for free, so go if you want to check out the cam. During our live hours, it's from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. You can find our cam at cam.freetalklive.com. And then later on, if you want to watch it later, you can just go to our YouTube channel at youtube.freetalklive.com. You can see the archives there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
We're going to continue. Of course, we'll take your calls about what's on your mind. Mark, another story that we teased we never got to, and I believe you had it, was about Dennis Rodman, who has apparently offered his services in diplomacy to the United States and North Korea.
He says he's going to straighten things out between Trump and Kim Jong-un. NewYorkMagazine.com.
There's no one straighter than Dennis Rodman.
With Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un locked in a nerve-wracking war of words that's edging the world ever closer to nuclear catastrophe, a relatively sane voice has emerged and offered to straighten things out between the leaders of the U.S. and North Korea.
Where's this coming from, by the way?
New York Magazine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman, the ex-NBA star who claims both Trump and Kim as friends, told Good Morning Britain Wednesday, "I just want to try to straighten things out for everyone to get along together." In addition to his own mediation, Rodman suggests that Trump attempted to talk to Kim and find common ground and to avoid violent confrontation. The worm, that's his nickname, Rodman's, is clearly not keeping up with Trump's tweets. Trump, they have one here. The U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. So I just feel like I have to scream every one of Donald Trump's tweets because it just they have that kind of cadence to them. Rodman, who added the trips to North Korea, have included lots of laughing, karaoke, skiing, and horseback riding. I would presume alcohol, too. Suggested that Trump and Kim might find unexpected common ground if they spoke. If that doesn't work, Good Morning Britain host Piers Morgan suggested that he accompany Rodman on his next diplomatic ski trip to Pyongyang because in the world of diplomacy, the only thing more effective than one former Celebrity Apprentice contestant is two former Celebrity Apprentice contestants. So there you go. I don't know. I find it kind of amusing, but honestly, I it could work.
Yeah, that's how crazy the world has become, right? I mean, if you've got Donald Trump as the president, then it's not unbelievable to think that Dennis Rodman could actually come in here and broker peace between these
madmen.
Don't forget
North Korea's obsession with basketball and the fact that Rodman goes over there on a relatively regular basis.
Well, it's happened a couple times, I think.
I suggest two.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it was only a couple of times. But yeah, that's important to point out is that Rodman had gone over and had met with Kim Jong-un, and that meeting apparently went very well. So, you know, it's possible that Kim Jong-un may actually listen to Dennis Rodman. I really hope he gets the chance.
It says here, New York Magazine says, frequent visitor to North Korea.
Frequent, okay.
Is what they refer to Dennis Rodman. By the way, if you type in how many times Dennis Rodman been to North Korea comes up.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Maybe it's more than a couple times. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that impression. He has been chronicled many times. I don't have a good answer for you exactly. How many times? On five previous occasions? But not since 2014.
Well, it sounds like he's overdue for another visit. And if he can actually pull this off, I mean, man, kudos to him. I hope he gets the chance. I hope that this isn't just, you know, some sort of posturing and that Donald Trump actually sits down with him because nobody wants war. Nobody does. I mean, I don't think that...
Well, the military-industrial complex and these the psychopaths at the Pentagon want a war.
Yeah, that much is true.
Sorry.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Nobody sane wants a war. And when Dennis Rodman is voice of sanity...
You know, when the higher you go up the ladder of power, the less you have to pay for the war.
That's right.
You know, and those
Donald Trump's kids aren't going to die.
Right. I'm not very low on the ladder by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not going to go fight these people for those people. I'm just not interested in that whole dynamic. But there are people out there who, you know, they feel for whatever reason that they don't have a lot of options. So they sign up for the military and they're going to go. They're going to fight. Whatever that fight might look like, and I kind of feel bad for them. 22 veterans a day commit suicide. More veterans are killing themselves daily than have died fighting a war in decades.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it appears as though, for whatever reason, working for the U.S. military is more deadly than fighting wars for the U.S. military. So I don't know what that means. I can't extrapolate it. I don't know why, but it seems to be a deadly proposition.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, the latest on cannabis legalization efforts out of Canada, which Vincent is going to share with us. I did say that there was some news about Bitcoin, where a major bank CEO has gone on the attack against Bitcoin, saying that Bitcoin is a fraud. This according to J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon.
Diamond? Yeah.
According to CNBC.com, CEO Jamie Dimon took a shot at Bitcoin, saying the cryptocurrency is a fraud. Quote, it's not just a real thing. Eventually, it will be closed. What?
How do you close Bitcoin?
I don't know.
It's not a real thing.
He said this on Tuesday at the Delivering Alpha conference presented by CNBC and Institutional Investor.
What is a real thing?
Dimon, what is it? Diamond? Diamond joked that his daughter had bought some Bitcoin, looking to cash in on a trend that has seen it soar more than 300% this year. He says, quote, I'm not saying go short Bitcoin and sell $100,000 of Bitcoin before it goes down. This is not advice of what to do. My daughter bought Bitcoin. It went up. And now she thinks she's a genius, unquote. Well, how could she know anything? She is just a little girl, and he is a brilliant bank mastermind, CEO.
My daughter hasn't spent decades fleecing the American and world populations to support my government-backed bank. What could she possibly know?
In an appearance at a separate conference earlier in the day, Diamond said, Bitcoin mania is reminiscent of the tulip bulb craze in the 17th century.
It's certainly possible, right? Like, there's a lot of comparisons to tulip bulb mania. And
what is the tulip bulb mania?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for asking, because it, you got to explain these things. It's probably the first sort of historical example of an economic bubble.
Okay.
So what occurred was they bred these new flowers, tulips, in sort of northern Europe.
It was Netherlands particularly.
Yeah, Netherlands. And, they were really popular. And to the point
so tulips were man-made, or they made a special version of tulips that were modified genetically?
Whenever you buy produce, whether that produce is flowers or green beans or whatever, it's man-made. I mean,
are you saying tulips did not exist before men were, like, messing around with some other kind of flower?
Tulips did not exist before men, that's correct.
Okay, I did not know the history of the tulip.
Okay, and so they made tulips, and then they were making varieties of tulips.
Yeah,
those,
like,
varieties,
different colors,
were getting exciting.
Okay.
And people were beginning to, these things were getting expensive, very expensive. There's one sort of a likely story of a children's orphanage school kind of thing that put all their money in tulip bulbs, and then they just crashed in value, and they lost their money.
God.
And, it's a terrible story. It's really sad, and I imagine it was very awful for those people. And bubbles occur in a value-backed marketplace, and that's what we talk about here on Free Talk Live. They occur. No one's going to say that they don't. They tend to be more isolated, and a Bitcoin rise and crash would certainly be more isolated. I think the difference with Bitcoin is that, they're a currency, and they have the ability to sort of stretch out. You can make more bulbs, right? Like, anybody can figure out how to produce more tulip bulbs.
Sure.
You get a tulip bulb, you produce more tulip bulbs. It was a market that was bound to see a depreciation. Whereas Bitcoin, you can't really make more of those. There's going to be 21 million.
You can mine them into existence, but it takes pretty, specific hardware in order to be able to do that. Not just anybody.
And you can play that game. But buying Bitcoin has been more effective from an earnings standpoint than mining, historically.
That much is true. More coming up here in moments. We'll talk more about what this brilliant man, Jamie Dimon, has to say about Bitcoin. It's Free Talk Live. I wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.